This meeting is now being recorded.
Morning, afternoon, evening, everyone, whatever time of day it is. Welcome to this meeting of the Staff Accountability Subgroup of the CCWG Workstream 2. My name is Jordan Carter. I was a rapporteur for this group. I'm now, for my sins, one of the co-chairs of the CCWG. Avery was the rapporteur for the group. Avery has been elected for her sins to the ICAM board. So I'm stepping in to facilitate this call and maybe a couple of others as we work through the public comments, if that meets with your approval or contentment or tolerance. We'll come back to that question at the end of this call. But thank you all for joining. And we've got a very simple agenda today in our first meeting of 2018. And the beginning of the end of this Workstream 2 process, hopefully. The agenda is to do this welcome, to get any updates through your statements of interest, and then to work through the public comments that have been received on the draft report, which we put out for public comment last year. Are there any comments on that draft agenda? Is there anything else anyone feels that we need to speak through? No. If you do think of something, we'll do in any other business call at the end of the call. Updates to statements of interest. If you haven't done an SOI, you need to do one. You can do that with the ICANN staff. I plan to update my one. I think Avery, you've got something to say at this point.
Yeah, this is Avery speaking. I just wanted to point out, the change of having gone into the board is already made in my SOI, but a specific point I wanted to make on this. As I was the rapporteur of the report the board was commenting on, I recused myself from that process within the board and also said that I would recuse myself from commenting on those board comments in the group. As long as it's fine with everybody, I'm remaining in the group as an individual. I am not the liaison for the board and won't be speaking for the board in any way whatsoever. And I'll make that point again if it seems like I am speaking for the board. But I just wanted to make sure I got that all on the record. And will again answer any questions on it. Thanks.
Thanks, Avery, for that clarity. Appreciate it, and appreciate you sharing that with us. I don't see any hands up on that one. So let us move, and just for the transcript sake, I don't know if it helps, the person who's just speaking isn't Aubrey, it's more Avery, A-V-R-I. But that's up to you guys to clear. The next item is to work through the comments that have been received on the ICANN staff in an heroic and very quick turnaround have given us a number of documents. One is a spreadsheet that summarizes the comments that have been received. Another is a PDF version of that spreadsheet. And the third document is a compilation of all of the public comments that have been received. So thank you, Bernie, and the rest of the team, Patrick and others in the SSI team, for getting that through so quickly and incorporating the late comments that came from some parts of the community in a super quick way. I really appreciate that, and I'm sure we all do as well. The proposal that I would make for working through these is that we use the summary table in this first round and that we use that in the one that's sorted. It's kind of sorted by groups of like what the comments respond to in terms of overall or recommendation 1, 2, 3, 4, etc. And hopefully we will spend most of our time on discussion of the recommendations that are not agreed with. It's great when people agree or make comments, but we've only got an hour for this call, now 54 minutes. So if we can focus the discussion on the comments that raise questions or concerns or point a different direction, you'll find that in the spreadsheet those are colored in a non-green color. So that might be a guide to where we need to spend our time on this call. Before we just start running through that, Bernie, is there anything else you'd like to say about that summary before we kick off?
Sorry, multitasking here. Simply, this has proven to be the effective way for most groups to work their way through this kind of material. It's not ordained that it has to be this way. So if there is another way that people prefer to work through these things, that's fine by us. We structured it like this based on, I would say, a lot of experience working through these public comments, and this seems to be the most effective way that has evolved over time to get us across the finish line. Also, as noted on the transmission document, we are working to a deadline. 9 March is when the final recommendations from any subgroup have to be in. That is not movable. Why is that not movable? Because we have agreed to a public comment on the integrated set of recommendations, and if we want to get those out, get those done, and consider the input from those and have a final for the June ICANN meeting, that means that it has to go out right after, for public comment, right after the San Juan Puerto Rico meeting. So we are working to a deadline. If we have to, we can add meetings. But we have to walk through this. We have to come to conclusions. We have to amend the recommendations if that's what the subgroup does, and we have to hand those in to the plenary for final approval. Thank you.
Thank you, Bernie, for that summary. Pam, you've got your hand up. Please go ahead.
Thank you, Jordan. Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Great. Pam Little speaking. I agree with Jordan that staff should be commended for turning around the summary of all those comments received so quickly. I just have a question about the categorization or color coding of the comments. Between the distinction between dark green and light green in particular, I can't comment on others, but with regard to the comments submitted by the registrar stakeholder group, of which I'm a member or my employer is a member, although I had nothing to do with those public comments submitted on behalf of the registrar stakeholder group. I did not get involved in drafting. I only saw the comments after they have been completed. But the categorization of some of the comments in relation to each recommendation, to me it seems some are not quite accurate. So my point is this dark, light green, where the a comment is submitted doesn't mean it does not necessarily mean there's no strong support. So dark green is denoting unqualified support or agreement, whereas light green is support with comment. I just am a bit curious or even question whether that methodology is sound. I think whether a comment, a recommendation is supported should be read in a whole, and it's not whether there is a comment associated with that particular recommendation or not. But the comment could be emphatically supporting the particular recommendation, even though there is a comment, in which case, then I believe it should be, or I think it should be dark green rather than light green. I hope that makes sense. Thank you.
Pam, thanks for that. The way that I've interpreted this is that the color coding gives us a steer in reviewing the comments about how much attention we need to pay to them. So we have to read all of the comments. That's a given, right? And so the qualification between the dark green and the light green, it seems to me to be a nudge to us to say, hey, there's something in this light green one. It's broadly supportive, but there's something extra. So notice it. Pay attention to it. And that's all I haven't read those color codings as a judgment on the overall comment because I'm going to read the whole thing anyway. That's how I interpret it anyway. Bernie, do you want to, like Bernie or Patrick or any of the staff, do you want to add anything to that?
It's an effort by staff to help the subgroup members go through this and is not meant to be absolute. So I think it's more along the line you said, Jordan, that to facilitate how much attention you want to spend on certain comments. Thank you.
Is that all right, Pam? Does that make sense? Great. Okay. The yes, thanks from Pam in the chat. I don't know about you. I'm using a laptop, and so the projection on the screen is a little hard to read. But also possibly like you, I've got another copy of this open elsewhere. So I'll sort of initially, there's a group of lines in the table, lines through to line 10, 11, which are overall comments and observations. I think that those, they make some suggestions for additional work. In some cases, they're broadly sort of contextual stuff. Does anyone want to raise any points about that, those overall comments, lines 2 through 11 in the table? I'll move us on at some pace, and if you discover that you'd like to come back to this, just do that. We'll play it a bit flexibly. The next set of comments is in lines, it starts with an ALAC on recommendation 1, so the recommendation 1 comments are lines 12 through 17 inclusive. There are 6 comments there, I think. And they are broadly supportive with a yellow comment. Would anyone like to discuss any of these comments, the recommendation 1 comment? I don't see a hand up there. So following my own suggestion about the purpose, I'm looking at the yellow comment in line 16 from the ICANN board about the purpose, expectations, and guidelines regarding the development of staff reports to public comment. They're looking for a bit more clarity about what the issue is, and I think that that's something that we could come back to. We can go back and look at the whole of our report and the background material and see if there's additional clarity we can make either in responding to this public comment or in any adjustment to the language in the recommendation. So let's note that for the record. If we move on to the recommendation 2A comments, that starts with the GNSO comment in line 18 of the table and runs through to line 22. So that's, for MathWorks, that's 5 comments. It's part of the enhanced existing accountability mechanisms recommendations. Are there any comments on those 2A comments? As Bernie points out, there is a red comment there, which considers the recommendation to be without merit. I think I sound slightly disabled because I haven't got the recommendations in front of me. George points out a useful fact, which is there are no line numbers on the table, it's on the screen. So I will try and navigate you by reference to which page we're talking about on the PDF that's being displayed in the Adobe window. 1, 2, 3, 4. So the recommendation 2A comments start on the fourth page of the PDF. The top half of that page is in green. There is then a red one in the middle, a bit more green, and then some yellow. The yellow at the bottom is recommendation 2B. So we're looking at the fourth page of the PDF in the window. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 comments. 4 green, 1 red. Are there any comments on any of those that you'd like to offer?
Jordan?
Yeah. Sorry. Hi, Cheryl. Please go ahead.
Thanks. Well, we do need, it's good form, shall I say, Cheryl and Janelle for the record, it's good form, should I say, when we go through public comments, and certainly in my experience of various PDP processes, and I know this is a cross-community working group, but I think we should still have similar standards, to make a response from our work team to comments that are not wholeheartedly or in general support of our recommendations. And in the case of the one with the registry stakeholders group in red there that says, you know, 2A is without merit, consists of needless complexity, I would suggest we do need to respond. My personal response is thank you for your input, but it appears the majority of our group and indeed the majority of the comments do not agree. And we need to note that. You've got to respect the fact that people have taken the time to put comments in, but when they are as clearly negative as this, I think you also need to justify if we are not changing the recommendations to any great extent, why we're not doing so, and a lack of wholesale community support for their negative reaction could be one way we went through that. A measure of our agreement or otherwise would be another way, and I would suggest we probably need to list both, if indeed they are both valid. But to me, we went through in, I think, reasonably careful detail when we were putting these recommendations together, and I find that comment needless complexity, perhaps one that was created in the absence of understanding all of the nuances and discussions that went on. Anyway, that's me trying to be polite. Thanks, Jordan.
Thanks, Cheryl. In case it helps anyone else with context and you haven't memorized what Recommendation 2A is, Recommendation 2A is suggesting that ICANN organizations should be acquiring information allows it to understand its overall performance and accountability. So it's this kind of survey recommendation. It's about saying the organization should pay attention to how it's perceived to be going in terms of accountability and performance. So, and the sources it suggests include surveys, focus groups, reports from the complaints office, etc. So that's what we're talking about here. I don't blame you, Cheryl, for not doing that. It's just something that I can do as coach, and I've got it in front of me, as rapporteur to help us understand what we're talking about. So on the process, this first read-through, we're hoping will provide some insight of the group's thinking on 2 points. One is to start generating some specific responses to public comments, which we do need to do, and the other is to start to understand whether any adjustments to the recommendations are required. And the first priority is any adjustments to the recommendations, and then the second priority is the specific individual granular responses to public comments. And the reason for that distinction is simply the tight timeframes that we're working on. So I hope that provides more context. I meant to say that at the start, sorry, and I forgot. Are there any other sort of comments about that set of public comments on Recommendation 2A? I mean, it is broadly supportive. There's green there, and there's that one, and Cheryl's explained her view on that comment. We could, if not, we can move on to Recommendation number 2. Cheryl's adding in the chat, she says no need to adjust the recommendation. My initial read of the comments agrees with Cheryl's assessment. But let's move on to 2B. 2B starts with a comment in beige on the bottom of page 4 from the ICAM board, and carries on for another one comment. So there are just two comments on that, on the bottom of page 4 and the start of page 5 of this sheet. 2B is suggesting that the organization should standardize and publish guidelines for appropriate timeframes for acknowledging requests made by the community for responding with a resolution or updated timeframes. So I think that's about timeliness of accountability mechanisms. The one comment is broadly supportive, and the registrars, the board is quizzical about it in their comment. Does maintain some time frames, multiple ways that requests can come, and so there's a sort of response for clarity, a suggestion that some information inside of this will come through the surveys recommended in 2A. Are there any discussion to have on those comments, recommendation 2B? No hands raised. For the record, and by the way, this material came through a short while ago. If like me, you've only read it all recently, I want to just assure you that this isn't going to be your only chance to make comments or responses. You are allowed more time to think about and consider this material. So on the next call, which is on the 24th, we'll do another run through and ask for any other insights or consideration that people have got. Cheryl does note that we can clarify details to clarify the proposals to alleviate some of these concerns. And that is right, we can do that. We will move on, if you are all right with that, to the responses to recommendation 2C. And in the PDF, those are just below the last 2B one. I can't remember what page this is now. I think it's page 5 of the PDF. And there are three comments there on 2C, and then it goes over the page for a longer comment. There is a bit of there's sort of more qualifications and questions in this set of comments than there was in the previous one. And this is recommendation 2C, which is about recommending that managers seek input from the community during performance reviews of staff. The comments are not in a supportive direction. So are there any discussion that would people like to make about those comments?
Jordan?
Cheryl.
Thanks, Jordan. Cheryl, for the record. I don't see these as incredibly negative. It's certainly clarifying, but I think what's important here, even though it's not a sea of green of any shade, it is still supportive of the principle of having the input, and I think that that principle support needs to be noted. So a little bit like my comment earlier of perhaps needing to clarify and look specifically at responding in particular to the points made by the registry stakeholder group and the board on this one, which I know is the next thing we get to do, not now. I still don't see this as an awfully negative thing that we need to make a major change in our recommendations on. I just want to point that out. Thanks.
Thank you, Cheryl. I think there's a natural caution here, I think, that people are raising, which is that you can't get input in a way that allows for inappropriate, sort of hijacking of the performance review process of staff. So I think that my own recollection of the initial discussions about this that led to the recommendation are saying that the community's experience of how staff are performing in some roles, which are directly related to supporting the community, are something that should be taken into account in an appropriate way. And I think it's that the qualification is to be getting that in an appropriate way right. And I think I've never detected any view among the participants in the subgroup's work that wants it to be inappropriate or to put staff at risk or to jeopardize the organization's integrity or anything. So if we can make the language, if we can take another look at it and make sure that that's as clear as possible, I think that would probably help with some of these concerns as well. Are there any other comments on those recommendations? If not, we will move through to the comments on recommendation 3. And they start on page... Sorry, I've now broken my own... Adobe scrolling. They start on page 5 of the PDF. Page 6, bottom of page 6. Sorry, I can't read properly. Recommendation 3, it starts with two green bars from ALAC, MIN, GNSO, stakeholder groups. Carries on through the first two comments on page 7. So you've got 5 comments there to look at. And there's a couple of, this is about the 4-person ad hoc panel. There are a couple of comments that are in favor of that to be a sort of contact point, a call for more definition, and some concerns, not appropriate and raise questions of fairness is the comment of the board and the registrar stakeholder group. More essential of the problem setting against style than otherwise. Do people have any comments about those public comments? This is one of the ones that personally I'm still getting to grips with. Cheryl, hand up. Go ahead.
Thanks, Jordan. Cheryl, for the record. Look, this one on 3, because of the sea of pink through to red, clearly needs more careful discussion and deliberation in terms of either how we better qualify, clarify, or limit or make clear what the limitations of a panel like this would be. I see and understand the concerns of imbalance in a inverted commas power dynamic, which is kind of the undercurrent that I'm seeing on the red and salmon pink responses. So if we are doing this on some sort of simply looking at it from a numerical point of view, how many concerns are how extreme and how many are negative versus supportive, one would have suggested that this is one point where we may need to look at a possible modification of our recommendation. But I don't want to jump to that conclusion without us having a very detailed analysis of exactly what we think the concerns are, which are predominantly, I think they're all actually on page 7. There's just a little bit of yellow on the bottom of page 6. This is one where I want to spend a reasonable amount of time trying to do an analysis, because if there is a misinterpretation of our intent that we think has happened, therefore we need to qualify and clarify better what we have written in the recommendations, that's a vastly different thing, and it may be the case in this one, but we might need to also check by actually asking that question or looking at qualifying questions back to, maybe the ICANN board or the RCG, because it may be that how we wrote it wasn't clear enough, or that it was open to an interpretation that we weren't intending. Thanks.
Thanks, Cheryl. Did that sound like you volunteering to lead us through a more comprehensive analysis of this at our next call?
Nope. It is not.
Are you sure?
Absolutely positive, Jordan. I think we're a small enough group that we can just chit-chat through them. But I think we need to spend probably, a good 20-plus minutes, even half to all the call, to make sure that we can convince ourselves if a change needs to be made, why it needs to be made, or is this a matter of better qualification and clarification of our intent. And it may mean that we do need to reach out and double check, perhaps through liaisons or perhaps directly with a note from staff, to see whether or not there was a misinterpretation of our intent. If there wasn't, then we need to seriously look at a modification of the recommendation on this one. Thanks.
Thanks, Cheryl. I'm not brave enough to voluntold you, so that's fine. I think we should put this on the agenda for the next call, because it is a recommendation that's attracted some substantive comment. When I read the board one, some of it may be an interpretation issue, because the board's comment and part of it questions what the powers of the group would be. But I thought the recommendation had been pretty clear, saying it wouldn't have any powers. The only power it had is the ability of the people on it to come to some agreement and then feed that back into the existing decision-making processes of the organization. But I think that's exactly the kind of thing that we should tease out in a more timely way. So if staff could note that the recommendation 3 comments as being the first item for the next call on the 24th of January and working through these public comments, that would be very helpful. Are there any other comments on that, or should we move on to the recommendation 4 comments? Move on to Rec 4. That's at the bottom of page 7. There's a salmon pink one. This is on the creation of service level definitions and guidelines. So that's kind of, I don't know if we're distinguishing between 4A or B, or whether we're taking that as an integrated, but this was the idea to, like, the inside I saw behind this recommendation was that it was about improving the transparency of the offer, if you like. And so if you were a community member, for example, dealing with staff travel and you didn't get a response within 6 weeks to a question that you'd asked, that would probably not be the level of service that ICANN was aiming for, et cetera, et cetera. So that was just one random example that I've experienced. Recommendation 4 is carrying on. It has got comments at the bottom of page 7, and then at the top of page, or actually almost all of page 8. Generally, this is an interesting set of comments in the sense that there is quite a lot of community support there. Registrars, business, constituency, IPC, so the GNSO ones, and then there's a concern, sort of a principles concern raised by the ICANN board in its comment, which is sort of uncomfortable moving towards that sort of relationship with the community, is what the board says. It sort of challenges whether there are limits to this, like where would it be applied. And there's also reference back to some questions which I thought we had actually resolved back in the early last year, but we can come back to that for further discussion as well. Are there any comments on these public comments? Is there anything anyone would like to discuss? Pam, please go ahead.
Hi, thank you, Jordan. Pam Little speaking. As I said earlier, I would encourage folks to take a read at various groups' comments, in particular those submitted by the registrar stakeholders. I think it is, to me, my read of that particular comment around recommendation 4 from the RRSG is the strong support rather than just green. But I accept Jordan's and staff's response. We're just here to see whether it's red or green. But I just feel very strongly about this one, being the one who proposed this recommendation in the first place. And I checked with the author of the RRSG comment that this one really should be a strong support. Thank you.
Yeah, I think, Pam, that's the registrars consider these two ideas, and this is one of them, to be the best in the whole report. So that, I think, is a pretty ringing endorsement. And so I think that is a strong support for the proposal. And I don't take the paleness of the green there as any reflection on that. Is that a new hand, Pam, or is that the old one? Okay. Does anyone have any comments on the, is that a new hand, Pam? Nope, it's a former hand. Are there any, does anyone have any kind of comment on that kind of principled point that the board is making, that it doesn't want to have that sort of relationship with the community? I thought that was a really interesting comment. I understand the scope concern and what the, I don't understand the concerns about what it's seeking to achieve. I think it's quite obvious what this recommendation is seeking to achieve, which is some clarity about what people can reasonably expect in terms of the service that they receive from the organization. And of course, if you want to define what that is, you need to be specific about what the services are. So you don't want to do it with everything that ICANN does. But the recommendation does ask the organization to take a lead in doing that. So my interpretation of what the recommendation was that it would be quite an open and iterative process that wouldn't involve doing everything at once. But I, like, that isn't said there, so that maybe there was a different assumption. If no one else has any comments on there, I think this might be a category for us to continue to mull on and think about. And I don't see any hands. So, I'll move us then to the last two comments. Which is kind of, there's one, They're both from the board. One is regarding the assessment of issues. And their comments. And one of them sort of says there's greater evidence that's required to support the conclusions of the subgroup. This has been an ongoing discussion between this subgroup and the board. It comes down to a different philosophy and how they're taking a principled level statement about how improvements can be proposed is a different approach to saying that there are specific problems that we're trying to fix. And that comment, I think, sort of touches on that difference of approach. And that's fine. And the decision rolls us up through the board sort of has found those definitions appropriate. Bernie has typed hand, so I think that might mean he's got his hand up. Bernie, is that the case?
Yes, that's correct, sir. I was just wondering if 4A, given what we did with 3, should be included formally on the agenda for the next call.
Yes. No, I think that's the case. I think those are the two areas that we should focus on, and by specifying them in the agenda for the next call, we might encourage people to share any thoughts and reflections that they've got on the mailing list between now and next week, for example, and it will just draw people's attention to it. And if anyone thought this was a wall of text which was going to frighten them, this might make it feel a bit more focused and a bit narrower. Sorry, Bernie, you actually did have your hand up. I just didn't scroll up far enough to find it. Are there any other comments on the comments then? Is there anything else anyone would like to add? I think just running through and starting to engage with them on this call is useful. And my recommendation to everyone would be to, if you haven't already, and I confess that I haven't, to take an hour or two to read through all of the comments in full. That'll give you the full resources and knowledge to look back at the staff summary. If you think anything's been missed, you could raise it. Think in particular about those recommendations that we've said we need to do some more consideration of, which is this recommendation 4 that we've just been discussing, and the panel in recommendation 3. Sort of sharpen your wits about that. Think about ways you'd like to discuss it. Think about if you think solutions are needed, have a go at those. And that's really about all I think that you need to do between now and next week's call, which is scheduled for Wednesday the 24th of January at 13 UTC. Bernie's hand is up again. Bernie, could you please go ahead?
Thank you, Jordan. Just a process note, we've captured the input on the various comments. We'll be updating the spreadsheet and, as usual, publishing the decisions, actions, and requests, the rough transcript, and as part of that package, we'll include this updated analysis spreadsheet of the comments so people can start thinking about it. If you do have questions or comments, please do use the list. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Bernie. And I think also at some point, which we will need to do is start writing specific responses to some of the comments. It would probably be helpful to have, and this may not be a nice thing, it would be probably helpful to have a Google Docs version of the spreadsheet so that we can easily collaborate on developing responses. But I don't think we need that straight away. Any other business? Any other things people would like to add now? If not, I'll just close by thanking you for your participation and paying attention to this issue. I'll remind you that our next calls two calls that are tentatively scheduled, Wednesday the 24th of January at 13 UTC, Wednesday the 31st of January at 05 UTC, and the agenda for the next call will be focused on those two particular recommendations, and please read the comments and be further equipped to share your further thoughts on those meetings. And with that, thank you all for the call. Let's wrap this up and see you later.
Thanks, Jordan. Thanks, everyone. Bye.